The flints ignited torches, which were as important to the hunt as bows and arrows. Deer in the northeast, alligators in the Everglades, buffalo in the prairies, grasshoppers in the Great Basin, rabbits in California, moose in Alaska, all were pursued by fire. Native Americans made big rings of flame, Thomas Jefferson wrote, by firing the leaves fallen on the ground, which, gradually forcing animals to the center, they there slaughter them with arrows, darts, and other missiles. Not that Indians always used fire for strictly utilitarian purposes. At nightfall, tribes in the Rocky Mountains entertained the explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark by applying torches to sap-dripping fir trees, which then exploded like Roman candles. Rather than domesticate animals for meat, Indians retooled ecosystems to encourage elk, deer, and bear. Constant burning of undergrowth increased the numbers of herbivores, the predators that fed on them, and the people who ate them both. Rather than the thick, unbroken, monumental snarl of trees imagined by Thoreau, the Great Eastern Forest was an ecological kaleidoscope of garden plots, blackberry rambles, pine barrens, and spacious groves of chestnut, hickory, and oak. The first white colonists in Ohio found woodlands that resembled English parks. They could drive carriages through the trees. 15 miles from shore in Rhode Island, Giovanni da Verrazzano found trees so widely spaced that the forest could be penetrated even by a large army. John Smith claimed to have ridden through the Virginia forest at a gallop. Incredible to imagine today, bison roamed from New York to Georgia. A creature of the prairie, bison was imported to the East by Native Americans along a path of indigenous fire, as they changed enough forest into fallows for it to survive far outside its original range. When the Haudenosaunee hunted these animals, the historian William Cronin observed, they were harvesting a foodstuff which they had consciously been instrumental in creating. Few English observers could have realized this. People accustomed to keeping domesticated animals lacked the conceptual tools to recognize that the Indians were practicing a more distant kind of husbandry of their own. Indian fire had its greatest impact in the middle of the continent, which Native Americans transformed into a prodigious game farm. Native Americans burned the Great Plains and Midwest prairies so much and so often that they increased their extent. In all probability, a substantial portion of the giant grassland celebrated by cowboys was established and maintained by the people who arrived there first. When Lewis and Clark headed west from St. Louis, wrote ethologist Dale Lott, they were exploring not a wilderness, but a vast pasture managed by and for Native Americans.